He told Ukrainian President Zelensky today that he's confident Congress will approve more military aid, says President Biden.
The idea that now, running out of ammunition, we walk away, I find it absurd.
Mr. Biden after church in Delaware. Ukraine needs more military and artillery ammunition, says that nation's president to world leaders at the Munich Security Conference. Ceasefire talks on Gaza not progressing as expected, says Qatar, the country mediating them. Credit treading of hospital staff to respond to mass shootings with saving lives after the shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City this week. Dr. Erica Carney, who heads the city's emergency management services.
The fact that we had worked together, we had talked this through, we had our plan mapped out, truly saved lives.
Ex-Congressman George Santos accusing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel of tricking him into making videos on the Cameo app to ridicule him. This is ABC News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's supporters defiantly gathering at makeshift memorials after his reported death in a Siberian prison camp.
Russian police swooping in and dragging people away, arresting hundreds of supporters across more than 30 Russian cities. According to human rights organizations there, worldwide condemnation and widespread demonstrations in support of a man some are calling a martyr.
ABC's Lama Hassan, a former big-time athlete, gets a big heart. ABC's Brian Clark.
Awake and feeling great. That's how the wife of NBA champion Scott Pollard described his condition after he underwent a heart transplant on Friday in Nashville. Pollard, who turned 49 on Monday, needed a transplant because his heart suffered damage in a virus he caught in 2021. Problem was his size. He's 6'11", 260 pounds, so it took longer to find a heart big enough for his body. Pollard, who appeared on Survivor after his NBA career, went public with his need for a transplant last month.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. most metal band in the world, Lords of the Trident, on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music, the Metal Seed, the Death Dealer before that. Lords of the Trident, they have a lot of stuff going on. The people at Conflux Creations, they created a huge D&D monster manual based on their album, The Offering. It's free for you to check out right now at lordsofthetrident.com. And while you're there, don't forget, Lords of the Trident have a brand new EP coming out very soon. It's finished. It's been sent off to the mixing and engineering department. Brand new Lords of the Trident is just around the corner. Can't wait. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison to pick up your locally hand-blowing glass. IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or at Weikert-LakePoint.com. Coming up in heavy tonight, I have brand new music from Where's the Key, The Sleevens, and Revolution X, plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Right now, a brand new band out of Milwaukee. I should say a brand new band, a brand new track from Illusion of Fate. These guys are from Milwaukee, and they have a brand new album dropping in May. It's called Portals to Cur. They have a few tracks up on their Bandcamp page that you can check out right now. Here's one of them, Visions of Sunless Skies. It's Illusion of Fate on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Be another dimension.
Where is the key? That is Echoes on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Where is the key? A newer band from Madison, actually founded in 2023. The group spends its time making music and investigating paranormal paradoxes and hunting cryptids. Sounds like a lot of fun. Where is the key? You can see them live at 301 Studio in Portage on March 8th and April 26th at the Retro City Rockade in Janesville. The Brash Menagerie and Fall to Rise before that. Good evening. I am Jimmy Kay. This is Maxine Kebby. Essential Last Crack is coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. Two songs from the Mighty Last Crack every week at 11 o'clock during Maxine Kebby. Before that, I'll have details about a show that was just released, Taz Fest. It's happening in May. I'll have all the details, plus we'll hear a couple songs from bands on that bill. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's the guy with the rings, man! The guy with the rings!
I don't care if I live or die, and only I know the reason.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Rogue Rat and Drag Strip Queen. Carbellion before that with Pity the Backseat. Max Inc. Radio presents Taz Bash 3.0 presented by Max Inc. Radio. Saturday, May 4th at the Red Rooster. Oh goodness, this is just a sick lineup. Check this out. Droids Attack, Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Iron Plow, Plant, All Murder, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. It's all happening Saturday, May 4th. The show starts at noon. It's a full day of hard rock metal at the Red Rooster. It's Taz Bash. And the cool thing about this show, all the proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference. It's a great charitable organization. More details are on the event on Facebook. Just search for Taz Bash 3.0. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. This band's gonna tear up Taz Bash for sure. It's Droids Attack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with The Heroes Lie, Lights, Camera, Action, that's their latest one, Droids Attack before that with Clawhammer Suicide, of course they are playing Taz Bash, get all the details right now at maxincradio.com. Hope your evening is going well. Don't forget, you can check out all the podcasts for Max Inc. Radio on our website, maxincradio.com. There you'll find the interviews that we do all broken out for you. You can download and listen to Max Inc. Heavy. Also, the 6 to 9 Max Inc. Radio portion, and of course, Live in the Lair. All the details, all the podcasts right now for you at maxincradio.com. Essential Last Crack just around the corner, but first, it's Mask Intruder.
Girl, ever since I first saw you, I knew you were the one for me. I just want you to know how I feel. That's why I'm standing here.
Yeah, when you wanna go see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene?
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History Story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Giving hope to the Ukrainian president, President Biden.
I spoke with Zelensky this afternoon to let him know.